with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Rialto Unified School District is hoping to resume distance learning classes next week for some of its students. This comes after the district halted classes this week to investigate a malware attack on digital devices given to students. KVCR's Megan Jamerson spoke to the district.
District spokesperson Saeeda Joffrey says classes for Rialto's pre-K through 8th grade students will tentatively resume on Monday, August 31st.
I think the most important thing that we can recognize is that we really do need to thank, the Rialto Unified School District needs to thank our parental community, our students, our staff members, including teachers who have been very patient and understanding as we have all been frustrated with this malware that is an outside source.
Just 2 weeks into the school year, the district announced the malware attack on Monday and shut down instruction for Rialto's approximately 25,000 students. Devices given to high schoolers, teachers, and staff will be collected this week and replaced in the near future. Elementary and middle school devices were not affected and can be kept. Joffrey says the district's IT staff has been working tirelessly behind the scenes.
Our information technology has been working day and night to make sure that they're going through each of these devices to see what is infected and what isn't.
The restart of high school instruction will be announced at a later date. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
California has begun approving applications to reopen elementary schools for in-person instruction under special waivers approved by counties that were placed on a state monitoring list because of high numbers of coronavirus infections. The state hasn't said how many have been approved statewide. But data from San Diego and Orange counties on Thursday showed that together they have had 50 schools approved, all of them private and mostly religious, along with two small public school districts. Dr. Clayton Chow, Orange County's acting health officer, says he has concerns about the reopenings, but knows staying home causes hardship for children and parents. State Representative Pete Aguilar announced Tuesday the city of San Bernardino's police department will be receiving another round of federal grant funding. This is the second grant awarded to the department this summer. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
The latest Department of Justice grant to the San Bernardino Police Department is over $500,000. This comes after the city received $5.3 million from the government in July to form community-based policing teams. In a press release, Representative Aguilar said the new federal funding will help the city with its struggles against a high crime rate and budget shortfalls. The funds will help cover the cost of public safety, including the purchase of services and equipment to boost investigation capabilities. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
California's wildfire season has already proven to be ferocious this summer. Some climate scientists predict conditions will remain dry this fall, which could mean more blazes in the coming months. A new Stanford-led study suggests the number of days with fire-prone weather have doubled since 1980. Stanford climate scientist Noah Diffenbaugh co-authored the study and says the state is dealing with the effects of just 1 degree of global warming so far.
Another degree of global warming on top of that, we can be confident will increase the occurrence of extreme wildfire weather further. The trajectory we've been on, which is likely to lead to greater than 3 degrees and potentially 4 or 5 degrees.
But he says the study isn't all bad news. He says if individuals and policymakers take measures to curb carbon emissions, the number of days of wildfire risk could be fewer than predicted. Triple-digit temperatures are expected in most parts of Riverside County today as a heat wave stretches on through Friday. High temperatures today are forecast to reach 114 in the Coachella Valley, 105 in the San Gorgonio Pass near Banning, 103 in Hemet, 102 in Riverside, and 88 in Idlewild. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.